Mark Connors is going to Melbourne this Saturday with the Super 2. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
And the Slick Super 2. He just gets... how is he around the stable? Does he eat like me? Does he eat it quick?
Yeah, she's a very good doer. She gets a fair bit of feed and eats it pretty quick. So, gives her plenty of energy to burn when she wants to run fast.
Yeah. Has this been a race on Saturday, the Carline Stakes at Moonee Valley? Has this been a target race?
Yeah, definitely. She's a 1,000-metre horse, and we have to try and target those races. And she'll run in the Carline Stakes, and then a fortnight later, she'll run in the McEwen.
Yep. And we know that she gets around Moonee Valley pretty quick there. She did it on a Friday night there last season, didn't she?
Yeah, she did two starts there. She won one of the 9.55s, and then she was narrowly beaten the next time when they went significantly faster. So, no, she handles the track well, and hopefully she can get the job done on Saturday.
How do you watch her in a trial, Mark, as in we know how quick she is? You obviously rely a lot on Winona Costin within herself to know how quick she's actually going?
Oh, definitely. You know, we have to go out there and do our own thing. It's the case of, she likes to run along, and that's what we need to do. And she needs to get fit because she's a very heavy, good-doing mare. So we need to sort of give her a couple of good sharp hit-outs, and so we need to do her own thing. Even though she won by 10 lengths the other day, they actually run slower than they did the trial before. So, it can be a bit deceiving. She trialled very well, but, she had a good hit out the first time as well.
So you've looked at the nominations. How's your confidence, before, obviously, final field and the like, but how do you see the race?
Well, there's going to be a lot of chances in it, I think. It'll be an open race. The good thing about this race, she gets in the race on the limit, 54. Yep. So it gives her a chance to get some black tight.
And you're losing nothing with nine-time Scobie Breasley winner Damien Oliver on.
Yeah, that's right. I just sort of we wanted a Melbourne jockey if we could, and Damien was able to take the ride at 54, which is a big bonus, I think.
Yeah, it is. 54 for his knowledge around Moonee Valley, and again, rating her is a key, and he does that.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Good on you, Mark. Safe travels with the mare. Hope she gets down in great shape on Wednesday night and runs well for you.
Thanks, Andrew.